Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 11th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Open Cockpit Day at Air Museum. The New England Air Museum will hold its first Open Cockpit Day for 2018 on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Special activities will include climb aboard experiences in historic aircraft, flight simulators, and hands-on build and fly challenges. A variety of aircraft will be open for visitors, including the World War II era Republic P-47D Thunderbolt, the Vietnam War era Bell UH-1B Huey helicopter, and supersonic jet fighters, including the North American F-100A Super Sabre and the Lockheed F-104C Starfighter. Also on Saturday, the Wings and Wheels Modelers Club will put on a plastic scale model show of hundreds of beautifully crafted scale models, including aircraft, military vehicles, ships, automobiles, and dioramas. Club members will run instructional demonstrations throughout the day. All activities are free with museum admission. The museum and gift shop will stay open until 5 p.m. Sneakers or rubber-soled shoes are recommended. The museum is at 36 Perimeter Road in Windsor Locks. For more information, call 860-623-3305 or visit the website neam.org. Summer's Coffee House. Piedmont Coffee House will present Richard Badowski and Friends on Sunday, January 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at 604 Main Street in Summers. For more information, call Ginny Lockwood at 860-749-4439 or email glock2006@cox.net. East Hartford Cinema Series. The Saturday Night Cinema Series opens for its 12th year on January 13th in the East Hartford Cultural Community Center Auditorium, 50 Chapman Place in East Hartford. The series is presented by the Commission on Culture and the Fine Arts and runs the second Saturday of January, February, March, and April at 7 p.m. Admission is free. The January 13th film is Keddy, about the hundreds of thousands of cats that freely roam the metropolis of Istanbul. For thousands of years, they've wandered in and out of people's lives, becoming an essential part of the communities that make the city so rich. Claiming no owners, the cats of Istanbul live between two worlds, neither wild nor tame, and they bring joy and purpose to those people they choose to adopt. In Istanbul, cats are the mirrors to the people, allowing them to reflect on their lives in ways nothing else could. Keddy, Turkey, 2016 language, Turkish, documentary, 79 minutes, unrated. Stomp at Bushnell. The 8-member Stomp percussion troupe will give 5 shows Friday through Sunday, January 12th through the 14th in William H. Mortensen Hall at the Bushnell, 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. Stomp uses non-conventional percussion instruments, matchboxes, wooden poles, brooms, garbage cans, Zippo lighters, hubcaps to fill the stage with magnificent rhythms. Showtimes are Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 8 p.m., and Sunday at 1 and 6:30 p.m. Tickets range from $22.50 to $103.50, depending on time and day. There will be an American Sign Language interpreted performance on Sunday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. For more information on how to acquire tickets, send requests to info@bushnell.org. Call 860-987-6097 for TDY or 860-987-5900 for voice. For more information, visit the website bushnell.org. Honoring Martin Luther King Jr. The Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, 77 Forest Street in Hartford, will offer free admission on Monday, January 14th, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Free Stowe house tours and family activities will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. See newly renovated spaces in the National Historic Landmark. Learn how Stowe came to write the anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin and the enduring impact of its message. At noon, join individuals and organizations around the world in ringing bells for nonviolence and peace, followed by Stowe salons at lunch. Participants will discuss King's letter from Birmingham jail, how King's work relates to today, and ways to work toward justice. In the spirit of giving, visitors are asked to bring new bath towels and feminine hygiene products for donations to emergency shelters, a project of the Muslim Coalition of Connecticut. The Amistad Center for Art and Culture, in partnership with the Wadsworth Athenaeum, 600 Main Street in Hartford, will sponsor a free family day, Martin Luther King Jr. Community Day, on Monday, January 15th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Athenaeum. There will be art making, performances, tours, and more. Also, the Greater Hartford Chapter of Jack and Jill will be collecting handbags and toiletries to be delivered to women's shelters. Also on Monday, the Archer Memorial AME Zion Church will sponsor its annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration for the community from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Windsor Town Hall Council Chambers, 275 Broad Street. Keynote speaker will be Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, a human rights activist, liberation theologian, and social entrepreneur. The program will also include special tributes to Dr. King, with musical selections, performances, and words of reflection. Silk City Chorus to bring world-class entertainment to its annual show. By Suzanne McLaughlin. Manchester. The Silk City Chorus launches its 55th year with its annual show Saturday, January 13th at the Manchester High School Auditorium, 134 Middle Turnpike East. There will be two shows at 1:30 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. Neil Kellogg, a member of the Silk City Chorus, said the show will feature two world-class a cappella groups, Main Street, the current world champion quartet of the Barbershop Harmony Society, will travel from Florida for the concert. Kellogg said the Silk City Chorus, which rehearses throughout the year, has other events during the year, but the annual show is the highlight because of the talent it attracts. A second group, the Newfangled Four, will be traveling from California to perform in Manchester. The New Four are recent collegiate quartet champions who will bring their youthful style and humor to the stage, Kellogg said. These guest quartets are world-class entertainers, Kellogg said. This is not just a hobby for old guys in straw hats. It is changing. There are some youthful participants and competitors, he added. The title of this year's show is A Holiday-ish Show. The show is a parody that surveys several favorite holidays over the year. The 40 performing members of the Silk City Chorus will time travel, visiting familiar and not so familiar holidays. Among the songs the chorus will perform and the places the chorus will visit are Take Me to the Land of Jazz and Old Cape Cod. Also appearing in the show will be the East Catholic Choral Ensemble from East Catholic High School. Kellogg said that singing in the chorus is a good way for people to de-stress by making music with friends. Singing can be a wonderful and lifelong hobby. Ticket prices for advanced seating are primary, first four rows, $28, and secondary, $23. General admission is $20. To purchase tickets, call 860-298-8820 or order online at www.silkcitychorus.org/tickets. Doors open 1 hour before the show. Parking is free. The facility is accessible to the handicapped. An afterglow party will be held following the final show at Pastrami on Rye at 291 East Center Street in Manchester. Afterglow tickets are $17, available on the Silk City Chorus website. And for anyone who has an inkling to join the Silk City Chorus, an open house and guest night is planned for Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. at Second Congregational Church, 385 North Main Street in Manchester. Disney on Ice brings Frozen to XL Center by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Disney on Ice presents Frozen at the XL Center now through Monday, January 15th, for 8 performances. The Touring Skating Spectacular is brought to Hartford by Feld Entertainment. The adventure of the Academy Award-winning tale begins with two royal sisters, Anna and Elsa. Anna, a girl with an extraordinary heart, embarks on an epic journey to find her sister, the magical Elsa, who is determined to remain secluded as she finally feels free to test the limits of her powers. Rugged mountain man Kristoff, his loyal reindeer Sven, the lovable and hilarious snowman Olaf, and the mystical trolls help Anna along the way. The Disney on Ice production also sees Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and special appearances by beloved Disney princesses and favorite characters from Disney's Pixar, Toy Story, and Finding Nemo to Disney's The Lion King. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m., 3 and 7 p.m., Sunday 1 and 4:30 p.m., and Monday 1 p.m. Tickets for Disney on Ice range from $15 to $140, depending on day and time. For more information, visit the website xlcenter.com. South Windsor Concert Saturday by J.I. Staff. The South Windsor Community Chorus will hold its winter concert, Winter's Heartbeat, on Saturday, January 13th at 7 p.m. at South Windsor High School, 161 Nevers Road. Say farewell to the season with songs of wonder, classical favorites, and generally fun music. This spirited chorus of about 50 singers is directed by Susan Leach Hebert. David Wallace is the accompanist. Tickets are $7 for adults, $5 for seniors and students, free for children younger than 12 and military personnel in uniform. For more information, call 860-875-2589 or visit the website www.swchorus.org. Hartford Symphony presents Scottish Fantasy January 19th through the 21st by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Hartford Symphony Orchestra is breaking out the bagpipes for a concert of music inspired by the country of Scotland. The concert, part of the 2017-18 Masterworks season, is titled A Scottish Fantasy and takes place Friday through Sunday, January 19th to the 21st, in the Belding Theater at the Bushnell. The concert will see Stefan Sanderling as guest conductor and feature Gareth Johnson on violin and Mike McNich on Highland bagpipes. The program includes Maxwell Davies and Orkney Wedding with Sunrise, Brooks, four-movement Scottish Fantasy, and Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3 Scottish. Sanderling will give a pre-concert talk 1 hour prior to the concert. Maxwell Davies and Orkney Wedding with Sunrise is a vivid depiction of a joyous wedding celebration, a gloriously concluding with a piper performing in full Scottish regalia. Brooks' four-movement Scottish Fantasy pays homage to Scottish folk melodies, including Auld Rob Morris, The Dusty Miller, I'm a Dune for Lack of Johnny, and the patriotic anthem Scots Wha Hae. Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3 Scottish is the result of a composer's preoccupation with Scottish history and his visits to the ruins of Holyrood Chapel in Edinburgh while on grand tour in 1829, calling to mind the wild romantic landscapes of the north, at the same time stormy and jubilant. Concert times are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets start at $35, $10 for students with ID. For more information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website www.hartfordsymphony.org. Next, let's take a look at the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for January 11th. Connecticut Honors Martin Luther King Day by Amy Ellis. All ages can celebrate and honor civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. during events held at several Connecticut institutions around the state. All activities are on Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 15th, unless otherwise noted. Bristol. Imagination, 1 Pleasant Street, honors King from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a variety of workshops. Children can create a sign of freedom and participate in a peace march at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. $10 admission for ages 1 and older. Members are free. For information, visit the website imagination.org. Greenwich. The Bruce Museum hosts a community curation family day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., recommended for families with children under 10. This school holiday program features art projects and live performances that put King's legacy and teachings in perspective. The event is free. A donation of a canned food item for a community food drive with neighbor to neighbor is suggested. For information, visit the website Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, museum.org. Hartford, the Mark Twain House and Museum offers free admission and family activities from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For information, visit the website marktwainhouse.org. Hartford, Martin Luther King Jr. Community Day at the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is themed Walk a Mile in My Shoes and features art-making performances and tours presented in partnership with the Amistad Center for Art and Culture. The event is free. For information, visit the website The Wadsworth, WADSWORTH.org. Hartford. The State of Connecticut Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission presents the 32nd Annual Bell Ringing of the Liberty Bell at 11 a.m. on the first floor of the State Capitol. The Commission will honor three distinguished citizens with the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission Distinction Awards. Lisa Tepper Bates, Executive Director of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness. Evelyn B. Green, who has used her skills as a librarian and certified archivist to work with cultural history groups, her church, and other organizations, and Joanne H. Price, an investment company executive who has also played an important role to improve higher education and support arts and cultural organizations. Music by the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Choir. For information, call 860-649-0789. Hartford. The Hartford Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, presents its 33rd annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Scholarship Breakfast at 9 a.m. at the Connecticut Convention Center, 100 Columbus Boulevard. The event, with speeches, song, and service, celebrates the life and legacy of Dr. King and raises renewable college scholarship funds for deserving African American high school senior girls in Greater Hartford. Featured keynote speaker is the distinguished Reverend Teresa L. Fry Brown, Ph.D. Tickets are $55. For information, visit the website dsthartford.com. Hartford, the Martin Luther King Gala for Literacy and Learning 2018 is Sunday, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Hartford Club, 46 Prospect Street. The event will honor organizations and persons who have distinguished themselves as leaders in the areas of education, the arts, and philanthropy. Proceeds go to the Scribes Institute Young Scribes Literary Program and the construction of a new facility on 307 Garden Street in Hartford. Evening includes full buffet, silent auction, open and cash bar, and music. Tickets are $105. For information, visit the website eventbrite. That's eventbrite.com. New Britain, Mayor Aaron Stewart, the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities, and other community leaders host a citywide celebration at 11 a.m. at Trinity on Main, 69 Main Street. Featured keynote speaker is community leader Jarrell Hargraves. Light refreshments at 10:30 a.m. The event is free and open to the public. New Haven, the Yale Peabody Museum honors King during its 22nd annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Legacy of Environmental and Social Justice event Sunday and Monday. The weekend's activities include a drum circle, performances, community open mics, educational activities, a poetry slam, and art contest. Schedule of events and locations can be found at peabody.yale.edu. New Haven. The New Haven Museum hosts storytelling and activity tables from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free. For information, visit the website newhavenmuseum.org. Ridgefield, Latin jazz rock fusion band Project Grand Slam, performs during the Town of Ridgefield's free 21st annual ceremony honoring King at the Ridgefield Playhouse from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Lori Beresford will be honored with the Spirit of Dr. King Community Service Award. Performances by the Ridgefield Chorale, Broadway performers Daniel C. Levine, Katie Diamond, and Brian Perry, and actress Kimberly Wilson. For information, call 203-438-5795 or visit the website ridgefieldplayhouse.org. West Hartford, University of St. Joseph, the university's diversity committee, welcomes all to celebrate King on January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Hoffman Auditorium, Broyat Athenaeum, University of St. Joseph, 1678 Asylum Avenue, through music, movement, and spoken word performances, a post-performance ice cream reception, and open mic. The featured speaker is Abdul Rahman I, Muhammad of My People, Clinical Services, and the Dream Support Network. The event is free. Reservations are requested at bit.do/USJMLK2018. Westport, the 12th Annual Martin Luther King Day Celebration, featuring keynote speaker Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, winner of the 2016 National Book Award for Nonfiction for Stamped from the Beginning, about the history of racist ideas in America, will be on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Westport Country Playhouse. Kendi's address is titled How to Be an Anti-Racist. Musical performances will be by Chris Coogan and the Good News Gospel Choir and Weston High School Jazz Ensemble. Students from the Regional Center for the Arts will present a dance piece. The event is free. For information, visit the website westportplayhouse.org. From the music section, in indie rock news, Nico Case boasts Soul and Remarkable Pipes by John Adamian. Nico Case sings with brassy soul and twang. Many know of Case as a member of the Canadian supergroup New Pornographers. She has a powerful, bright voice, and she delivers lines with surprising clarity. One can almost always understand what she's saying, even as she pinches, swoops, and slides. She's sung movingly about depression and the animal kingdom. Her solo material has a shrouded poetry to it. Fans of Dusty Springfield and Amy Winehouse should check out Case for her pipes and soul. Case 47 has been typically collaborative lately, releasing a record with fellow singers Katie Lang and Laura Veer in 2016. Nico Case performs at Infinity Hall, 2 Front Street in Hartford, on Friday at 8:30 p.m. Tickets range from $49 to $84. For tickets or information, call 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 11th and the CT Now section of the Hartford Current, also for January 11th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.